2 weeks ago, I started the family church with a verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which read, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come." And I didn't really talk about that verse, I just opened with it. So I want to have a look at what that verse actually means. I want to take a closer look at more of the chapter. So I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it's verse 14 to 21. "For the love of Christ controls us, because he has concluded that the one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we were once regarded, we regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him this no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself by counting their trespasses against them and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he has made up him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteous of God." And this passage tells us some of the most amazing truths about what happens in the life of a person who becomes a follower of Christ. The changes that happen in the life that belongs to Jesus are so great that the Bible describes it as becoming a brand new creation. We became a new person in Jesus. Everything becomes new when you accept the love of Christ. And the Bible is full of contrast. It compares things that are different to one another, just as God's holiness contrasted with man's sinfulness, or heaven contrasted with hell. In this passage, we discover the contrast of our old life apart from Jesus with our new life in Jesus. And as Christians, we have been changed from the inside out, from a life that was spiritually dead to a life that is spiritually alive in Christ. Just want to have a close look at the verses I've read. The first two verses, 14 and 15, "For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised." How many people do we know in this world would long for a brand new life? I think there's something about being human or our sinful nature which makes us long for something new. And when left to our own devices, we will usually make decisions that are not always good for us, and we end up making the wrong decision and making a mess of our lives sometimes. For example, if you told a child to go into a sweet shop and you can eat as much sweets, chocolate, ice cream, whatever they can find there in the entire world, and you can eat it right now, they'll probably go in there and probably keep munching and munching until they were sick. That's because they can't always choose what is best for them, what is right. And as we grow up, those decisions that we make get a lot tougher than simply choosing how much chocolate or sweets that we can eat. And if we have to make those tough decisions without Christ in our lives, we can usually make the wrong choices. We usually make them according to our own wisdom and our own sinful natures. nature. We make the wrong decision, mess up our lives, that leads to all sorts of mess in our lives and maybe other people as well. We need Christ in our lives to help us. We need that brand new life that only He can bring. And God knew this from the start, from when He created us. He knew that we would need a brand new life. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, it reads, "But the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in that day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." God knew Adam and Eve would eat from that tree. This verse says it. It says, "For in that day that you eat." It doesn't say that you might eat or if you eat. It clearly says that you eat. God knew that they would disobey Him and break the relationship that they had with Him. So God sent His Son, Jesus, to make a way for people to be cleansed from their sin and changed in such a way that they would be able to renew that relationship with God that was lost when Adam and Eve sinned. And that in that new life, they would go back to living the life that pleases God. But Jesus, when He came down to this earth and was crucified, He willingly laid aside His privileges of being God and became a servant so that the world would see His love demonstrated by His sacrifice on the cross. His life was given so that we could have a brand new life in Christ. We can be free from our old life, which is spiritually dead, and receive a life in Jesus, which is spiritually alive. And because of His death, we can be identified with Him. We are raised with Him so we might walk in the newness of life. Because we have died with Christ, we can overcome sin. And because we live it with Christ, we can bear the fruit of God's glory. Jesus died so that we could live through Him. And this is a blessing of a changed life through Him. We are saved into eternity and eternal life. And for Him we live, not for ourselves, but for His glory. So why do we want to live this new life for Jesus? Verse 13 tells us that the love of Christ controls us. And other translations say His love constrains us, His love compels us, or His love holds us. And Paul was compelled to action by the love of Christ. Christ's love for him and for everyone else was so motivating that Paul could not bring himself to respond to Christ's love in any other way than to tell everybody about it. He was driven, compelled even, to share the love of Christ to everyone, no matter what the cost for him was. In some sense, Paul may have even been saying that Christ's love literally controls his choices. Christ's love was essentially taking Paul captive to do Christ's work on him on earth. And no matter what Paul may have considered doing otherwise, because of Christ's love for him and this world, Paul must continue. And it's that same love that compelled Paul to continue no matter what happened in his life. It should control our lives today. We serve a living God and we should want to live our lives to Him and for Him because of His great love for us. A love that holds us to Him. A love that compels us to live a life for Him, that pleases Him, and that glorifies His name. Why else would you want to go anywhere else? What else in this world is better than knowing Jesus? So respond to God's love by serving Him and serving others before others and with all our hearts and all our strength. The next two verses, 16 and 17, From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him this no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. When someone becomes a Christian, they become a brand new person inside. They will not be the same anymore. They will receive a new life. They have the Spirit of a living God dwelling inside them. God changes the way we think, what we desire. It changes everything about us. And a Christian's new relationship with Jesus changes everything about their lives and the way they see the world and everyone around them. Before they become a Christian, they might have looked to Jesus and thought about him, how many of people of this world think about Christ. They think of him maybe as a good person, someone that did good things when he was alive, a good teacher maybe. Or some people they just think he's a mythical creature, something that's made up, something out of a fairy tale. But after they give their lives to Christ, they'll have a new understanding who really Jesus is. As Christians, we know that Christ is God, who became flesh so that we could receive eternal life. We do not just worship a babe in a manger once a year. We worship a glorified Saviour, who is now at the right hand of the Father in heaven. The Lord, by coming to earth, to live on this earth as a man, changed everything for us. And it's amazing how God changes lives and makes them brand new. And there's been many books and so you know many stories of people that have come to know Christ in their darkest of places, and now their lives have completely changed since they've become a Christian. The Holy Spirit gives new life, and we're not the same anymore. Accepting Jesus into our life is the beginning of something new and wonderful. A life with him can bring light into the darkest of hearts. A new life in Jesus means that every single day he helps us, he guides us, he protects us, he continually is with us throughout our lives. And our relationship with him will grow as we humbly entrust our lives to his care. The control of our old self and our old life and our sin is gone. Our new life of devotion to Jesus, that means we have new attitudes and new desires. In Christ we really are a new creation. The next two verses, 18 and 19. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us a ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ God we reconciling the word to himself, not counting those trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation. Because of man's sin and rebellion against God, humanity, us, became his enemies. It was like we declared war on God and wanted nothing to do with him. And as a result, we could no longer enjoy the fellowship that we once had with him. But God never turned away from man. Man turned away from God. But God didn't want to leave us in that condition. Jesus' death on the cross had brought man and God together again. He made a way for us to have a relationship with God. And that is what reconciliation is. It means bringing two sides that are once enemies back together again. We have been reconciled to God because Jesus died for us. So we would not have to face the judgment of our sin. God now has a relationship to all who have turned to him through Jesus, his son. God blots out our sin and makes us righteous. And it's amazing that we were the ones that turned away from God, but he does everything in his power to make it possible for us to return to him. It would seem that everything's the wrong way around. We should be making up for our sin. Well, that's not how God works. He is so full of love and full of grace and mercy that he has done everything for us, even giving up his son for us so that we could have a relationship with him. We can now enjoy a close relationship with Christ, along with all the blessings and heavenly riches. And because of our relationship with God, we have been given the privilege of encouraging others to turn to Jesus so they can be reconciled to God as well. The final two verses, 20 and 21. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God for our sake. He made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteous of God. An ambassador is an official representative from one country to another. And as believers, we are Christ's ambassadors, sent with his message of reconciliation to the world. And as believers, we have an awesome responsibility to share the gospel with others. It is a responsibility we should not take lightly. For Jesus himself commissioned this work to us. Being an ambassador also means we represent king and country, or the kingdom that which we are sent from. As Christians, we represent the kingdom of God to this world and the King Jesus. So we should only do and say those things that would be a good representation of who he is. And remember, when you were a child, you were taken out into public to the shops or maybe to a friend's house by your parents. And if you were disobedient to them, the way you acted could reflect on your parents. But if you were a good example, obeyed them and behaved yourself, you'd be a good example and reflecting good onto your parents. And in the same way, we need to be a good reflection of the light of Jesus Christ in this dark world. And it's a question we should ask ourselves daily. How well am I doing as Christ's ambassador? And God will give us the ability to accomplish this ministry for the work of the Holy Spirit, for his glory. As Christians, we have been blessed, and it should be our desire to share the same blessings to other people. When we believe in Jesus, we receive forgiveness and a relationship with the Father. Our sins are placed onto Jesus when he died on the cross. And these verses teach us that Jesus became sin for us so that we could have eternal life. Jesus was perfect and sinless. Yes, he took on all our sins so that we could have a relationship and eternal home with God. And it's hard to fully understand what exactly has been done for us, because God's great love is far more complex than our minds can understand. God offers us righteousness, which is something of measurable worth, but something that is worthless. And how grateful we should be for the goodness, for his goodness to us. And what a blessing it is to have a new life, living as a new creation in Christ. As Christians, it's so important we live out this new life that Jesus has given us. Live it to the fullest. Let's give our lives to him every day and live for his glory. Let's be ambassadors so we can help, with the help of the Holy Spirit living inside our hearts. And let's spread the gospel message that Christ wants us to. We truly are a new creation in Jesus Christ. Let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you didn't abandon us when we first sinned, Lord. You had a plan to rescue us and restore our relationship with you. Thank you for the new life that the death of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, brings us. His death and resurrection is the way he lived on this earth. Is such an example to us of how we should live. We shall give our lives to you so we can preach the gospel. Let everyone know what amazing love that you have for us, Lord. And we just pray as we go into this world this week that you give us, we will use that ability that you will give us through the Holy Spirit to tell everybody about the good news of your love for them. And let them hear what an amazing life they can have by coming to you, Lord. So ask this in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So one more song to sing. I'm a new creation. No more in condemnation. Here in the grace of God, I stand. Let's stand to sing this last song. Thank you.